Okay.
You're good.
I saw like the continent of Africa, and I saw like villages in Africa, and I saw like these dusty, you know, the red African sand, the red soil of Africa, and of just byways and highways and paths and footpaths, and I saw I saw this river, it's like a river that's just fanning into all these streets, like just this water gushing through these red African soil. And I saw that this river was washing all the soil. It became like red soil, you know, like a red river. And then I saw that this red river became the blood of Christ. But in the blood of Jesus, where it was just a multitude of people like walking through these villages. And I felt like as people emerged from the river of the blood of Jesus, it was like they were ministering to people. But when they looked at these people, they no longer saw the people, but they saw Jesus in these people. Mm. And I just felt God saying that as you go, that you are bringing the cleansing of the blood of Jesus over people. You know, the Bible says that when we share the word of God, when we bring people to salvation, that the blood of Jesus covers a multitude of sins. Yeah. You know, just to think that you can give that gift to someone, that when you share Jesus with someone, you cover them, you cover a multitude of sins. But I also saw, you know, the Bible says the life of the flesh and the blood. And that the life of the blood of Jesus brings life, and it brings wholeness, that the full provision of God flows into those people. And I just really want to encourage you. I've just been so touched this morning, and I just feel like the anointing of heaven is upon your work, and that you must go in faith, knowing that for every person you touch for Jesus, not only does he want people to see Jesus in us, but he wants to open your eyes to see Jesus in others. And that he's the grand sculptor, that he wants to cut away, not only in our lives, the things that don't belong to God, but he wants to start that metamorphosis. With every life you touch, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come. He's going to mold, he's going to shape, he's going to bring forth a nation that mirrors the image of God.
Well, we've got it recorded, so we will hold tight until this year and print it out. And I can only imagine the only response we can do in faith to a word like that would be to say what we say, I say yes. So perhaps if we can say that.
I say yes, yes, Lord. I say yes, yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say
yeah.
down and enjoy something to eat and to drink, before you do it, can you still feel that warmth in you? Okay, I want you to say to three people, not your wife, not your best friend, three other people, look them in the eye and say, I say this year, I say yes to God. Okay? We all know what that means. I want you to say to three people, you look them in the eye and you say, this year, I say yes to God. And then let us go and enjoy fellowship. And thank you, Liz, for the lovely eats and everything. But three people, let's make a